When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, how is everyone? Today, first of all, my name is Nick. I am from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. Welcome aboard if it's your first time on this podcast. Today, I'm going to share a word, talk about the word bias. But before I go on that, I'd like to introduce myself again. I specialize in helping people overcome their anxiety, reclaim their lives through a holistic approach that addresses the mind, body, and spirit. I provide personalized coaching to guide individuals towards a state of balance and well-being. Together, we'll work on developing effective coping strategies, exploring root causes, and implementing positive life changes. And we might be able to say goodbye to anxiety and hello, life filled with positive peace and vitality. So let's embark on the transformative journey together. So I want to welcome you. This is our podcast 88. My mission is to make 366 and, all digging deep into psychology and everything that is nurturing to our mindset and mindsets and living a life, living a life, quality life. And so today's topic, I'm going to talk about bias and what is it and why is it so important to know so we can heal our anxiety or actually embrace bias. The whole aim is to change, to flip the mindset, to be able to be okay. I understand what bias is. For me, I was very, very confused by that word. You know, we need to really define what it means, really, don't we? When we look at the word bias, it's used in a lot of in psychology, especially the way we receive and perceive things. How can I explain bias? Look, it's basically whatever we have to know things, right? As we travel in this life, on this journey, we learn to know things, negative and positive. Once we know things, the knowledge and awareness, we go in to be able to, we can then have some control or say something over it, but we don't know unless we know how our mind is working against us and for us and then creating this bias and connecting and then perceiving certain things in reality. Not long ago, I did something called Smokes and Mirrors on one of our podcasts. And maybe I'd like to invite you to go there and have a look at that or hear that particular podcast, because it does explain more into the bias, especially where cognitive thinking is involved. So we know it, we control it, then we can become more responsible for our health and anxiety. The key is responsibility. It's all about knowing past, knowing, connecting to something. Unfortunately, our mind is always taking shortcuts. It's designed to shortcut so because we don't want to, we don't want to spend too much energy, mind energy. It's all energy. Thought is energy. And there's a restriction. We self-restrict, we self-sabotage because we just take the shortcut. Through bias, there's always a shortcut to information. Oh, yeah, that's true. I'll go with that because I don't want to think too much, right? So that's what bias occurs. So once we know something, then we go into something else called I can connect with it, connect with information. I can communicate with the communication. I can communicate with it, and then that'll give me my reality. Now, we're trying to get a positive of all of those three things there. And the only way we do it is when we have positive knowledge, so we have become biased and we can attach to positive awarenesses. You know, when I coach or help people clients to understand themselves, to go deeper in themselves, we need to explain what bias does and how our thinking is, wrong or right, or in or have another perspective to something. And so we need to be able to do that, know it, to be able to have some control. We can't have full control of life, but we can have some control of attitudes and the way we approach things, the way we respond, rather than react. And then therefore we have this responsibility for ourselves through self-care, the way we have our rituals, to keep us calm, to keep us in the center, to keep us balanced. I think I've said enough on that one, but I want to address, like, what is bias? Okay, so bias refers to the tendency to hold a particular perspective or preference that influences our thoughts, beliefs, behaviors, and I it can manifest in various forms, such as cognitive biases, errors in thinking. Okay, that's also called errors in thinking. Or distorted thinking or perception, which happens all the time to us because of our biases. This is confirmation, confirmation of bias-seek information that supports existing beliefs. It's kind of stacking beliefs and stacking, making habits and thought, belief, and then behavior. Cool. That kind of supports existing beliefs. So if we have existing beliefs that are not correct and they're kind of causing us anxiety, that's the reason. That's the reason, because we have these biased thoughts, which we've learned a long time ago. They're unconscious thoughts. Bias could be unconscious towards certain groups or ideas and things that we've learned. We're nothing more a blueprint of our parents and what we take on board. We all know that. It's all on YouTube, right? So you can see where the errors in thinking. I love that word, errors in our thinking. To understanding bias is important to the context of healing anxiety. Let's kind of look at some cognitive distortions. Bias can introduce the cognitive distortions, which are common thinking patterns associated with anxiety. Well, some of these examples would be like cognitive distortion include catastrophizing everything. Now, if you're a anxiety challenged person, you know how this happens, expecting the worst outcome all the time. All right, there's all sorts of in my all sorts of types of challenges. The one was like always thinking of the worst. Like there's something called the health anxiety, which you might thinking that there's something wrong with me, so I need to find out. My mind goes into thinking about what's wrong with me. I've got to find out. That'll be probably my next speech. There's a word for it, but anyway, just like a health anxiety situation, which stimulates our idea that there's something wrong with us. So we're always seeking attention and seeking for help. I don't want to feel this way. I got to go see a doctor ASAP. And also it's called somatic sufferers. We're somatically making our worse, so our best friend is our doctor. Yes. What else is important about, we can look at confirmation bias, people who often seek information that align with their existing beliefs and fears. And this confirmation bias can reinforce anxious thoughts, prevent individuals from considering alternatives. So it's kind of a self-blocking, self-sabotage we're talking about here. This is not the mindset we need to have. And we can have a whole bunch of diverse viewpoints and challenges. Our assumptions are leading to broad understanding of anxiety triggers and potential solutions. So we need to be able to work with this bias, understand what the biases are. And self-judgment is another bias, and comparison. Why should we have to compare? We're beautiful as we are. We're pretty cool. We're good enough. Except our brain tells us bias can kind of lead us to self-judgment, comparisons, right? Which can fuel the anxiety because attention equals energy, right? For example, individuals might have a bias towards perfectionism, unrealistic standards, success, constantly comparing themselves. All right, with others, that's just feeling like Facebook does that to us. We need to get out of there. Social and cultural influences. Bias can be influenced by social cultural factors, which can contribute to anxiety. Stereotyping, impact individual self-perception, trigger anxiety, concerns, understanding, all this sort of stuff, right? I'm just going to go briefly. There's a lot of information here, guys. If you need more information, you want to get the Google document on this, this speech, by all means, send me an email, say hello on Facebook, all right, on Messenger. I'll send it to you. Cool. It will be my pleasure. And it's really good to get your information out there to know it. We started with knowing it, and then we have some control of it, then we can be more responsible for it. I encourage you to send me an email saying, I would like that document, please. And I'll be happy to send it to you, whoever's listening. So bias self-perception. Self-perception. Okay, this is like a biased views of ourselves. Going really bad on ourselves, focusing on perceived weaknesses, not weaknesses or failures. This is like a computer chip. There's a program running in our minds. Who needs that? We are like beautiful as we are. This can contribute to, okay, this bias, this type of thing can contribute to low self-esteem, terrible, terrible, heightened anxiety, stuff this. By recognizing this bias as a challenge and negative self-perception, this is what psychologists do, psychotherapists do. And not so much the psychiatrist. They're more like, oh, here's your drugs. Yeah, here's your medical cabinet. Pop that in there. Slow down your thinking. Slow down the amygdala. Yeah, slow it down a little bit. Even I'm going a bit quick here, but I've got a certain time to work with to get a message across. So how to heal this anxiety? Important. Bias can influence our thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors. By challenging the reframing bias thinking patterns, we can develop a more balanced and realistic perspective, leading to this wonderful, relaxed anxiety, improved well-being. That's the whole idea. We can see all sorts of people. You can see anxiety coaches, you can see psychologists, therapists, and psychotherapists, and all these sort of somatic therapists. You can see all these people, and one modality does not always fit. Once again, we're all different. We might need to exercise not only maybe maybe we need to expose ourselves to things that we're holding back on or fearing, and maybe we need hypnotherapy on that. So mentioned catastrophizing cultural bias. We manage that bias in research and diagnosis. We can in research studies the diagnostic process will be the field of psychology. We know that. It is a process. It's the way we process things in our mind in psychology, leading to potential misdiagnosis or underdiagnosis of anxiety disorders. We're going to look into that. And so empowering and embracing constant bias empowers individuals to become advocates for themselves. Again, know it. Awareness. Okay, this is what I'm doing. I'm creating this awareness for you guys and recognizing the challenges of bias. I'll keep repeating it. This word's amazing. The way we think, the way we capture things and the way we perceive things. It's like mirrors and smoke and mirrors, Again, challenging this cognitive bias can benefit with anxiety. There's a whole bunch of stuff, so I'm just going to go to what's really important. I think I've mentioned a lot of things, and but here's a question: what is the impact of catastrophic thinking on anxiety? This is important. How can we challenge this? So catastrophic thinking can have a significant impact on anxiety. It intensifies the prolonging anxious feeling, right? You can't get rid of it. It's stuck. Therefore, increasing even further to what we already have. And that's what happens. We then become lower vibrational energy thinking on the static change on energy flow charts. It's magnifying all these potential negative consequences, it allows you to underestimate our ability to cope, overestimating the likelihood of all these events going on occurring. It's got a huge impact on us. Again, it heightens anxiety levels. It can increase our avoidance behaviors. It leads to avoidance behaviors individuals and try to protect themselves from perceived catastrophic. It's like I'm always in danger. I'm just trying to protect myself. So far, I'll go imagining everywhere. I'll go creating that using all my biases all together, and I'll create a hell of a mess in my mind. And I'll just do anything to avoid the situation. interfering with problem solving. Now, this one is important. When we have this catastrophic thinking of mind, we have this narrow focus. So we're just focusing solely on negative outcomes and making it challenging and engaging and effective problem solving. Instead of considering what are, or changing our perception, instead of considering what are my solution here, my positive outcomes, where are my silver linings? Folks, if you dig into this area of study and make it like a, make a meal of it, you find that we'll have always have this looking for silver lining, silver lining. It's only a spiritual journey, and by understanding the bias, we can be able to lift ourselves further and increase our higher frequency level. So it takes practice, and it takes a lot of journaling, a lot of writing, a lot of awareness. By all means, I've got a lot of documents on the subject. Being a professional in the field, I've got a lot of know-how, happy to share. I've also got a Facebook group called From Anxiety to Tranquility. So come along to that too. It's on Facebook. Now, also, we can have the impact on physical well-being. Catastrophic thinking also has a physical effect on body. Association thinking can lead to symptoms such as rapid heartbeats, muscular tension, headaches, and difficulty sleeping. Always thinking, always ruminating, which like was my last podcast. How can we harness ruminating? Well, it gives you a chance to use a pen, paper, journal. These are ruminating thoughts, are there for a reason, but we don't want to get lost in them, right? We don't want to get into a point where we lack sleep and feelings of distress, and this reinforces that something that is catastrophic and about increasing the volume. We can challenge catastrophic by thought monitoring. We can challenge by evidence of an evaluation. How true is that for us against your catastrophic thoughts? Ask yourself if there's any real evidence or support or these kind of predictions. If you're relying, how many times have you made a mistake and what you thought it wasn't right, right? That's the evidence and evaluation, asking powerful question. Alternative perspectives, consider alternative, more realistic perspectives or explanations. So you can get that with a therapist. Challenging the automatic negative thoughts. Yes, they're automatic. These thoughts are automatic. We can replace them with more balanced, rational thoughts, or we by practicing, cognitive behavioral therapy. That's another way. Which come behavioral experiments, engage behavioral experiments to test the validity of your catastrophic thoughts. Moving off to cognitive reconstructing, we can do that. We can do that. We got a powerful mind. We can reconstruct our mind to replace this kind of thoughts with more adaptive, balanced thoughts involving identifying and replacing negative thoughts with more realistic, real life stuff, evidence-based stuff, not made up shit. Yep, not made up stuff. No way. Seeking support, of course, but I always go seek support from people around you, professionals, right? Wherever you can get your hands on, who's able to validate you, listen to you, and hopefully that in time your perception will have, better tools to work with. All right, catastrophic thinking can also interfere with problem solving in several ways. We create something called a tunnel vision. I won't go into that too much. Overwhelming emotions. We can go into paralysis of analysis, overthinking the possibility, probability, or everything, and therefore not even being real to ourselves in the space, so that that's where accidents happen. We're not in our minds, and we need to live in a practical sense in the mass. A lot of people trip and have accidents, and they just lose themselves. They're like, they're not there. They get distorted, disassociated in thought. That can happen over paralysis analysis. Be careful of that. That's dangerous stuff. Limited exploration of alternatives. Yeah. Underestimating of coping abilities. We have coping abilities. Trust me. It's a matter of knowing what to do. There are steps and systems for everything. Life is full of systems. Here we got how to overcome these interfering problems. Well, we can become aware and recognition. We can have challenged the cognitive distortions. We can have take a deep step back of when you're feeling overwhelmed. Just stay back, beyond yourself. That's what we do meditating. Follow back. Be in a place of not attachment, not judging, but be in a place that's behind your ears, behind your head. There's a space there that you can view things from objectively, subjectively, and that you realize that you're not this catastrophic thoughts. You're not this at all, but you think you are. Breathing techniques, mindfulness, calmness, this all kind of reduces emotional reactivity, and doing enough of that. Cannot tell you enough about how important it is to keep that level of anxiety down through meditation, mindfulness, generate alternative solutions, seek support. Yeah, so there we go. So having said all that, it's time to come into a meditation on the subject. I always finish up my podcast with a nice meditation. All right. I'm not sure how long this video is going to go for, but it'll be fun. I think it's a 60-minute space on video. And that's it. So I'm going to go quickly through the, it's like reinforcing what we've just learned today. Reinforcing the concept of bias and how affects us, right? So I like to invite you to find a nice quiet and comfortable place for you to sit or lay down. I invite you to slow things down. My voice might have been a little bit exciting there. It's like I get high as soon as I think about creating a podcast. 88 out of 366. So I've got a bit of work to do, but I love this part of the podcast where I invite you just to find your body knows. Your body knows where your comfortable, most relaxing space is. I'm going to just pause a little bit, find my center. The pause is where it's like where the end meets the beginning, the center, the yin and yang. My hands are up towards the universe, receiving guidance, being centered. And I'm just deleting everything I need to delete and stay in the sense, my centeredness. And as your eyes are closed, I invite you to take a deep breath through the nose and holding at the top for 4 seconds and exhale slowly for 8. And as we again invite you to breathe through your nose and attention to the tip of your nose and sense the temperature at the same time focusing on the extension of your stomach as you're breathing through the nose, your stomach expands and focus on that. And hold at the top and release for 8 seconds. As you settle into this state of calmness, and bring your attention to the concept of bias. I'm feeling we need to do one more breath to totally find ourselves in the center. Hold the top. Exhale slowly. Relaxing, smoothing all your muscles, your tensions, finding that, checking into your body, finding that space when we need to just settle and smoothen things up. Let's go into the concept of bias. And in this moment of meditation, we can explore bias, the lens through which we perceive the world. With an open heart and mind, we seek to understand the bias that shapes our thoughts and actions. Take time now to reflect. You're here now, nowhere. There's nowhere to go, nowhere to be. Just be into the now. Allow our senses to go where they need to go, but then bring out, if you find yourself losing the attention, selective attention, you can just breathe in again to find our centers so we can be centered and focus on the rest of the information here about bias. Take a moment to reflect. Are there any certain beliefs or judgments that you hold on to dearly that cause you catastrophic thoughts, negative thoughts, that stimulates your body, that just crosses the circuitry? Notice without any judgment here, when you ask that question, simply observing the biases that arise within you. Let's do that for a bit. Ask that question. Are there any certain beliefs or judgments that you hold? Are you judging something? Bias can create a division of misunderstandings today. We choose to cultivate awareness and compassion, recognizing that everyone has their own unique perspective shaped by their experiences, past experiences, blueprints, life's design. Just breathing deeply, inhaling acceptance and understanding, acceptance, understanding, and exhaling any judgments, exhaling judgments or preconceived notions that may cloud your perception. Allow your breath to ground you in the present moment. Imagine a world where bias is replaced with empathy and respect. Visualize a society where differences are celebrated and where understanding bridges the gaps that actually divides us in thought and in reality. And in the moment, let go of the need to be right all the time or to prove your point. That's ego. Just embrace the beauty of diverse opinions, and it is better to seek understanding than to be understood. And realizing that it is through dialogue and open mindfulness that we can grow and learn. Bias often stems from fear of ignorance. Just let us now cultivate curiosity and seek to understand those who are different from us and love them with an open heart. Listen deeply to their stories and experiences. They are going through some stuff themselves. We're all here on a journey to discover, to learn. Isn't time to understand the bias? And as you continue to breathe gently, normally, imagine a golden light of compassion radiating from your heart, radiating from your heart. Allow this light to dissolve any bias that may reside within you, replacing them with empathy and understanding. Each encounter with others is an opportunity to challenge our bias, to challenge our bias. Let us approach this interaction with curiosity and willingness to lean, to learn from one another, to learn and lean to another and one another, recognizing that biases can limit our growth and connections in this life, in our reality. Let's take a moment to reflect on the impact of bias on your own life. As there are areas where bias has hindered your understanding or caused unnecessary conflict, and allowing this awareness to inspire personal growth and transformation within you. In the face of bias, choose love over judgments, love over judgments, unity over division. Embrace the power of empathy to bridge the gaps that bias creates, fostering connections and harmony. Breathe the compassion for yourself and for others. Exhale any remnants of bias that may still linger within you. Feel the freedom and the liberation that comes from releasing these biases. Friends, remember that bias is not the sign of weakness or failure. It is part of the human experience, part of the human experience. By acknowledging and addressing our bias states or mindsets, we can create a more inclusive, understanding world, more loving world. It starts within us first. Got to learn to love ourselves. And as you continue to breathe normally, gently, naturally, imagine this ripple effect of releasing bias, releasing bias, releasing bias. Envision the positive impact it can have on your relationships, your life, your communities, and the world around us, the whole world. If you can envision yourself expanding to a lot of people, in your mind's eye, starts with us. And if you can imagine a circle, in a circle, we're all holding hands. And then there's an inner circle, an outer circle, we're out in the circle. And from the inner circle to the outer circle, expansion, envision expansion, we're all holding hands. And we're all learning to understand bias. The world becoming much more calmer, more lovable, more understanding. And with each breath, friends, affirm your commitment to embracing diversity and challenging bias. Now that your actions and words hold power and create this positive change, don't get sucked into it. Don't get sucked right into the matrix of it. And as you prepare to return to your day, you'll carry with you the lessons learned from this meditation. Embrace the opportunity to recognize and challenge bias in its forms. Remember, friends, that healing bias is an ongoing journey. We have got so much, there's so much corrupt data in your system, in your program. It's time. It's time to tap into this wonderful information and tap into and expose yourself to it. Expose it. And be patient with yourself and others, knowing that change takes time, practice. Approach each day with an open heart and a willingness to learn and grow. So happy to have you here with us. And take a moment to express gratitude now for this meditation, for the insights that we've all gained, for this practice. I am a student of life. I'm also a teacher of life. We are both. Once you gain this information, then you become the teacher. You will be able to light the flames of others and share the light, like candles waiting to be lit, one by one, or along a lot of, or as a group, in cultivating awareness and compassion to others that pass your journey, that you pass in this journey. So when you're ready, just gently bring your attention back to your body. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Time to wake up, allowing yourself to become fully present in here and the now. And as you go about your day, carry the intention of compassion, understanding. Take another nice, gentle breath with me. Let your actions be guided by commitment to challenging the bias and fostering unity. May you be a beacon of light in this world that is free from limitations of your past bias. Friends, hope you can join me at the next inspiration that comes by. The more I do this, the more I'm enlightened to share learnings from psychology, anxiety healing. This is Nick here from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. If you found this podcast pleasing, satisfactory, and that you know your friends who might need to hear it, please pass this on become a subscriber. Love and light to you, my friends. Namaste. This is Nick here. Bye for now. Till the next episode.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.